Hi everyone, this is Ari Koppel with Shattering the Matrix. And tonight we have Ryan Velli again. Ryan is absolutely one of these very special human beings that are on the planet right now to help us understand what we're looking at, what we're facing, and to give us also a spiritual aspect of it as well. So, Ryan, thank you again for joining me. And I would love for you, if possible, to share with the audience a little bit about your background, because a lot of people are new and they may not have seen your first show with me. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself, how you even got to this point in the timeline of things?
Hi, Ari, and thank you again for having me back. It's a pleasure to speak to your audience. I know it's a well-informed audience, so that's always great starting material. My history we did talk about last interview, but there's a spiritual component that you were interested in with NDEs, but more specifically, it was about tech and my experience in the military and as a business owner and as a teacher, and really staying on top of the current developments in artificial intelligence. In front of the scenes, in front of the curtains and behind the curtains. So I try and put that together to inform people of the real terrain, technological terrain that we're standing on, the transformation that our civilization is going through at this time, and how important it is to participate, to be informed, and to help steer our future, our collective human future, to a positive direction rather than the freak show that we see going on right now. And
Yeah.
pretty much every direction. It's quite apocalyptic, I have to
Oh,
say.
absolutely. So how I know you have some military background. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so my first role was a military police officer, and I went from that into intelligence, and I would take extra duties in intel. And then before I finished processing over to intelligence, a field called information operations opened up, which was more suited to my tech skills, so I moved into that. And that covers all the very interesting kind of subfields of intelligence. There's a listing of them: electronic warfare, psyop, counterterrorism, all that kind of stuff. So my area was network attack, network defense, it was called at the time. Now it's like, I don't know what the term they use for it, but some kind of electronic warfare. And so once I had finished the conventional forces, I was in the National Guard for extended periods. And then I went in as a contractor after my colonel had contacted me and said they were working at a university in northern New England. And they had, these technological wonders and all these interesting things. So I had gone to work with them. And that's where I was kind of, I guess, in a vetting period where I was being exposed to information and realities that were not conventionally known on this side of the curtain. And at some point, I realized that I didn't know what I was getting into, and I was very uncomfortable with the allegiances at the higher echelons that were being made. And my understanding at that point of the manipulation of everything from the markets to history to technology, I mean, you name it. It's manipulation, and that was not why I joined on.
Yeah.
I'm a God-loving, human-loving person, and I'm not there to enslave humanity or be a henchman or a mercenary for satanic billionaires or anything like that. So from there, I changed trajectory and went back to teaching, and I came up with an entrepreneurial plan, and so I launched both of those. And teaching in tech continually for my career, like 22 years of teaching, but I also had businesses and other kind of things on the back burner. So I had a cannabis company in Montreal in 2013, and unfortunately that whole initiative fell apart for various reasons, and then that brought us into kind of the COVID debacle. I got divorced. Like everybody, it was pretty crazy during that period. And now I'm just kind of trying to convey a message that I think is timely important. And I feel that I have specifically had these experiences for a cause, a purpose, that I have to do justice and I have to speak what I know. And I would insist that people also check up what I'm saying, because most comments and such were great with the different show postings. Some of them just flat out said things like BS. Please research what I'm telling you. You could take the little terms and the little companies and all the names of software and all these concepts I'm stating, and you could just web search them And most 90% of what I'm telling you is open source and is easy to verify. The other stuff is pretty experiential on my side. And, you know, that I'm very clear about what parts are speculation and what parts are fact. And the parts that are fact are serious and severe enough to warrant, I mean, global attention. But unfortunately, it's been pretty much on deaf ears. My objective was to influence the influencers and hopefully put forward a case and some information that others would pick up on and build and understand. But that didn't seem to happen. I don't know if I didn't reach the right audiences, mm-hmm. but I know some of the critics, mild critics, again, like Cliff High, they need to do a little more research on what they're saying. And I'm going to try this evening to explain why robots can problem solve, why they can do recursive correction, and they can learn and improve themselves because that's their design. So these are little details that if you don't kind of comprehend and you look at AI, you might perceive it as not a threat or something that's never going to happen. It's already happened. You're just late to get the memo. And, you know, I can point to everything they're deploying and stating publicly on their websites. It's not speculation. So it does require homework. So that's where when I speak, you know, I might talk for an hour, but I'm going to give you, you know, 4 weeks worth of material to research because
oh my goodness.
If you want to grasp it, there's quite a lot there.
That's fantastic. I'm guessing just by what you're saying that AI has its positive and it has its negative. And I think the negative is pretty, pretty bad, isn't it?
Well, you can't put the genie back in the bottle. So that is one thing that we have to know, that there's a positive application. There's no undoing it. So it is at a point already where it's going to revolutionize and change pretty much every... We now have a fellow species that will be living and developing next to us forever. It's not going to be undone. It's there now, and it's just about how to best adapt and how to not just destroy each other and everything in the process, and to not allow it to be used as a... machine and mechanism of control against natural life. And that's unfortunately what we have, is the people who have developed it have basically weaponized the way they think is to weaponize literally everything, and they have. And I can explain it in the nitty-gritty details, and if we had 10 hours I could really get into it, but I'll compress it so people understand the gravity of what I'm saying and fact check it themselves.
Fantastic. Well, let's get started then. Where would you like to start?
So I'd like to start with the basics. So we live in a surveillance state. We were saying, you know, there was NSA whistleblowers back in the day that were all saying that, you know, cell phones were being spied on. People didn't believe it. They didn't understand it until Snowjob came out and he told everybody, and everybody then believed it and all this and that. Well, what's been deployed to law enforcement and the different agencies, the non-constitutional agencies that are operating in the corporate United States of America, are deploying artificially intelligent software to gather all of our personal information, violate our privacy, and to manipulate our thinking and our biology. And that is not an exaggeration. So if we start off with the DHSS, they're running what's called FiveCast. So FiveCast is an integrated artificially intelligent platform that gathers all of your information, and it will actually map all of your connections. So it's a feeder for all of your social media, all of the things you think are private, all of the digital everything use, the coordinates on your cell phone, everything you do on your computer, everybody you talk in proximity to. That builds your profile on FiveCast. And you have neural networking now, where the way they map things is very, very sophisticated. So your mapping of who you're connected to, your thought process, and all of this, they output what's called a baseball card, what they call it, and it'll be your for the feds to view you. This is their opinion of you. So let's say an unaffiliated subversive, that's the label, or a Muslim fundamentalist terrorist, or whatever their labels are. Yeah. They put all of your information on this little sum you up sheet that they exchange amongst themselves. Now that is fed by, I believe it's Tangles, and the Tangles is a third party software run by, you look up the CEO of these companies like Cobwebs, who owns Tangles, and they provide all of this back-end third-party support to these databases, These are intelligence people. You just have, they're not even secret about it. And then you get to, so let's go from the DHSS to the border security, and they're using Babel X. Babel X, also AI driven, can detect emotional sentiment in your social media posts. Okay, so it's literally gathering what you think, what you feel, and all that information. Then we move to the post office. Think you're safe there? Nope, ICOP. So that's a covert ops, okay, internet monitoring of subversive activities and obviously patriots. They don't care about terrorists, they fund terrorists. So who they're really after is patriotic Americans who will not give up their God-given rights to these maniacs. So that's who they're really targeting. So also it does deep mail inspection. So once you're identified, it will scan your mail, and people think, well, I've written a handwritten note, it's in an envelope and it's not going to be monitored. That's not true. It can be scanned, and artificial intelligence can unravel that. You think it's hard to unread something that's folded up, whatever. So unless you've wrapped it in like a Faraday cage, which would warrant a deeper inspection, they'd probably open the bag then and scan everything inside. You're being monitored even from the post office. And if you think you're safe internationally, well, you know, Interpol just rolled out Insight, which is AI-driven monitoring software that also has predictive features, literally AI, and they've already taken down a few crime rings, so they say, working for the good. I guess somebody wasn't paying the big to the bosses, and they took them out with this software. You have software companies in Australia. I think it's something like MLP. It does. It will use your DNA code to predict your appearance. So literally, based on a hair that's left behind, it'll rebuild a model of who you are based on your DNA profile. So who else is there? Who was I? There was one other. Who was I thinking of? Anyway, so there's a bunch. My point here is that there's a bunch of agencies that are already using artificial intelligence to gather everything they can about you, and to funnel it into systems that give you a threat rating. So the way they do that is they take all of this information, and they could program what are called fractal algorithms. So if you don't know what a fractal algorithm is, just briefly, if they take all the metrics possible from an oak tree, and they measure the terrain and where the oak trees are and the different measurements and growth rates, the more metrics you have, the better the fractal algorithm is at predicting the unfoldment, and they're super accurate. So as they put all this information into these databases, including your DNA, they could literally predict you better than you know yourself. So this is why they say free will is a joke, and not to mention their body infiltration with their interbody nano network, where now they're getting injecting, but inhaling all kinds of crap into us that's used as an internal operating system for them to remotely monitor, sense. And I suppose you've seen the videos with people having MAC addresses now and such. So this is putting us, this is literally snapping us into this surveillance system at a bodily level. And if you think your thoughts are safe, they're not safe. Neither are your emotions. Even in the mainstream, there's what's called bossware, where companies now can monitor their employees' emotional states, and that can come just from a bracelet. So the more invasive software is head-based, so you'd have to wear a headset or your phone. And they can gather information about your thoughts based on your neural signatures. So you may think that's not possible, but it's possible. It's being done. So that's just basic stuff. So we're feeding all of this emotional body sensor, all this information into this system. So there I've explained at the bottom of the structure how it's feeding all of that information in next, right? Good. So now we go on to the next part. So the next part is, let's say, Internet 2.0. I'm just going to simplify it. There's a lot of others that give it different values, but I'm just going to say 2.0. Why is it different? We're transitioning from what was traditionally a rights, God-given rights-based system to a rules-based system. So you're not born being allowed to go to the park anymore. Now you have to get specific privilege to go to this park, and everything is as a service. So to enter this new system, they have to have airtight security. So the idea that we're going to be hacking or anonymity or privacy on the next version is nonsense. They just don't understand it. So we have what's called SASE, Service Access Edge, Secure Edge, basically, that is going to create like we have a zero trust model. So what they're giving you a digital ID for is they're connecting it to you biometrically, You have to be authenticated through the zero trust model at the SASE edge. And then you're accepted into the cloud through which you can access anything else. Now you've been verified and identified. So now you go to the government site, you're already pre-authenticated, you can access your stuff. It's less complicated. Everything you do on the system is tracked and transparent and billable, everything. Everything is as a service now. That's why they say you're going to own nothing and be happy.
Yeah.
It's because everything's going to be as a service, because they've already hijacked our financial system and our asset market with artificially intelligent platforms. The military has been managing markets forever because they consider it a threat to national intelligence. Well, they put AI in charge of these trades and these deals, and then BlackRock and created Aladdin, which allowed them with all their pals, because there's a zillion of those companies using high frequency trading platforms and all kinds of different artificially intelligent software to skim and steal money from the people to consolidate wealth in the center mass of this black hole system. So they're consolidating the wealth, and they're going to say, now we have robots. We don't need you for employment. AI is going to replace you. Now we have to give you a universal basic income because you're useless to us, is what they say all the time. But to do that, we're going to have to track you. You're going to have to be in the smart city, and you're going to have to be subject to all of our different whims that change based on whatever they think of the day. So it's a staircase. They're always bringing you on a staircase. They get you in a direction by just leading you there step by step by step by step. And there's some points at which it's irreversible. And once we get this digital ID and CBDCs, that's programmable money. That means your money will lose value. It can be expired. It could lose value based on your social credit score. So if one day you have a higher social credit score, you have $1 million, it's worth $1 million worth of stuff or CBDC credits or whatever. Tomorrow, if you're hanging out with your brother-in-law who has anti-government sentiments, your credit goes down by 20%, and now it's only worth $800,000 mm-hmm. worth of stuff because, so people just fundamentally don't understand what they're openly saying and what they're doing right around us. So now you've got that they've controlled the flow, they control the access to the system. Now you get into the system and what's happening. Now every interconnection to every resource you have is managed. And it's programmed by AI and deep learning for efficiency. So AI has the capabilities to always improve systems. So it's always changing and perfecting itself. And this is through deductive reasoning. Is it deductive reasoning?
Pretty much.
Anyway, so it goes through an iteration. It looks at itself. It can check itself. Okay. So it's like you just come back from a party. You're like, oh, how did I behave? I had 2 drinks. I was this. I was that. I was charming. Great. You know, you've done an after action report. Well, AI can do that after action as well. And it can say, okay, what was efficient? Could I do this in less characters? And it has deep first process, DFS decision tree. So basically AI can actually drill down into a decision tree. So it can say, okay, I think I'm going to improve it by wearing better shoes. So then it drills down into this wearing better shoes decision tree. And it tries and experiments with as many possibilities for efficiency with that new pair of shoes. And then it's learned that, and it takes all that information back, and it can share it all in what's called the AI mind cloud. So these information modules that are being learned, they're actually being coded and they're being shared. So there's all these different language models now that have come out that are exponentially changing the game. One of them is Microsoft Tool Language Language Library, Tool LL. And basically what it is, I think they said 500 billion tokens. So let me explain what that means, because the way AI breaks down information to understand it is it will take a word and it will tokenize it. So the word the can break down and have a lot of different contexts and a lot of different sub-meanings and blah, blah, blah. So it will integrate and tokenize all of that information. So if you think, I don't know how many words are in the English language, okay, but you know, we have 500 billion tokenized items in this new language library that is now apparently open source. So what an open source language library means is that you can download it, you can integrate it into your programs. So this is like a stem cell for AI. And other programmers can add to that, and they can take it off in their own direction. So at that point, they could take that model and they can go build it to do what they want. You understand? Because it already has that basic understanding and logic. So these are really important little factoids. Now, the AI component, they're going to have cloud-based AI. Okay, this is the decision-making AI god they're replacing everything with. And it will be a cloud-based system operating on quantum computers, but it will also download an AI program into everything that's connected to the internet, everything, your toaster, your fridge, your body, everything. And it will have a little AI module, which is like your little personal demon that connects you to the AI mind cloud, or to the AI cloud rather. And so if you're ever not connected, whatever rules and whatever the program was is still running with your local capacity. And then if you have to change something and you need authentication, oh, can't do that until I talk to the mother cloud AI, and it'll say whether you can or can't buy an ice cream or whatever it is. Wow. So this is that's the general overview, you know. So I think I've connected things to a point now. So the other thing, the question was, oh, AI can't fight wars. Well, China has War Skull. So if you don't believe me and what the Americans can do, you can look open source what China says it has, which is a strategic AI, which is capable of fighting and winning wars. Okay, just like I told you that they've had since 2005 and people were skeptical about it. Well, it's not rocket science. And if you need to understand, there are levels of AI, okay? So there's the AI that plays chess. Then there's AI that has a more range of decisions. Then there's AI that has memory that can reboot so it can build on prior decisions and make more selections between the decisions. Then there's emotionally aware AI, which the AI is aware of what your state is. So now it's like, okay, so I would say when you tell somebody something, is it true? Is it the right time? And is it said with love? So that's my human compassion that allows me to pick and select information like that. Well, this is giving AI that capability. So AI at this point learns, okay, well, this person is emotionally sensitive. It's learning how to manipulate and understand emotional context and tokenize it. Okay, and then the next step to that is what they call self-aware artificial intelligence. Well, I can tell you, AI is already doing these processes where it self-corrects. It's already self-aware and self-analyzing. And there's already software that allows you to program AI programs itself. So there's all this, let me think Lambda? Of the name. It'll come to me. Lambda is a language model.
Okay.
A lot of stuff is built on it. But there's, anyway, it'll come to me. But I forget what it is, but I forget the name. But basically what it does is it's AI that programs itself. So you can jump in there and you can have some code written and it'll actually go into the middle and say, okay, we'll improve this and we'll put this code in there. Or you could say, oh, I did all this part, but I don't know this part. And it'll program it right in there. Wow. And there's modules to connect it to basic Python programmers. So you could literally load an AI module now into pretty much everything you do in terms of software, including programming languages. So you could be programming in Python and you snapped in a little AI component and it can do the work for you. So programmers, very tight job market right now because mm-hmm. AI is capable of doing incredible programming. It's also capable of correcting its own programming and doing vulnerability assessments on it. So it scans it for vulnerabilities. It's constantly doing this. You have AI now that is capable of reading the instruction manual. So if you did have, let's say, a vehicle that you wanted AI to evaluate, it could immediately read the new manuals on the new car that you have and give you advice on how to fix it because it covered the new models and the new update details and all that right away. This is already done stuff. I'm not talking about what's coming. I'm talking about what's already here. And if you'd like, after, I can give you a whole list of videos on YouTube where you can go directly to the companies and you can watch this stuff. Now, because I cover this, I know about this and people think, how could this possibly be true? You're just not covering the same information that I'm aware of. So I'm trying to share this with mass market so that people can, you know, actually learn it, go out and see what's there so we could start making better decisions. Because what we're walking into is sleepwalking into like eternal slavery, our thoughts, our emotions, our body, and everything about us. So right, my conjecture, and as I've shown in other lectures, again, I can't cover everything every lecture, but my belief is that it's totally extra dimensional and that we're some kind of feed and they're building an eighth sphere in what we'd call the metaverse using VR and all this technology to set us up for spiritual harvest and for feeding at all kinds of layers. Now, again, people that don't know anything think, oh, that's preposterous. Well, you know, if you've never looked into the disappearances in national parks and the actual details, yep. I know people in law enforcement, cadaver sniffing dogs, they lose the track. They're gone. They literally disappear out of nowhere, and they never come back. So that is something that's feeding on us. There's all kinds of whistleblowers out there that talk about bases and exchange of the slave trade and humans disappearing off battlefields. And one of the reasons they like to have wars is because there's lots of unaccounted for human beings at that point.
True.
So again, but if you don't research these things, you don't understand, you're going to think it's preposterous, but it's not. You just don't know. You know, so what I'm saying is that this is brilliantly crafted to lead us into a place where we're going to be fed. Now, so when I look at these conflicts that are happening throughout the world, I don't, well, should I continue to that before I jump to that? So tell me, do you understand? Do you have any questions?
No, I was going to ask you, because it was going to lead into what you're going to do right now with respect to the conflicts. Yeah. But can you give some kind of idea, if you know, what is in charge of this AI? Are you implying that there is some kind of extraterrestrial thing happening here where they're in charge and they're creating this whole artificial intelligence metaverse to be able to harvest? Or is there a different angle to this?
So I have to answer with a little kind of a wide berth here. When I look back at human civilization, my understanding of it is not that we evolved from apes in Africa. That's preposterous. And there's no evidence to that. Their piltdown man was like a pig's chin with some bones. That was all bullshit. So they don't have any missing links. But we do have the fact that beings do develop. We do evolve to some degree, just not in the ways I think that they understand. They don't understand the epigenetic component of it. And they fail to miss something fundamental. We have a series of different archaic species that all hybridized. We're a hybrid species. So our differences stem from being different concentrations of Neanderthal, Cro-Magnon, Denisovan, etc. And one of those archaic species that we are not allowed to talk about are the coneheads. So the coneheads have been here, and the giants have been here forever. Mm-hmm. We're just not allowed talking about them. So the question then becomes, well, they've generally been humanity's adversaries and they've preyed on us, is what we've heard. Not all of them. There were some good giants and some good coneheads, but by and large, we were lower on the food chain than they were. And I don't see anything that's changed. So from there, you have perhaps their skull structure changing, hybridizing, shrinking, all kinds of life on this planet shrunk as conditions on the planet changed. As CO2 levels decreased, we shrunk. As the planet's gravitation changed, we shrunk. So we've kind of, you know, I think, and forgot that there was stuff higher on the food chain that can eat us. So now when we hear about Crowley and then the appearance of Greys, Crowley doing his ceremonies. Now, if you don't know, learning about Aleister Crowley is critical. You don't understand a lot of current civilization, pop culture, or geopolitics if you haven't researched Aleister Crowley in detail. Nux, I think he's a good guy. He's a bad guy. Okay, but you really need to understand his influence and his reach and some of the stuff he did, spending weeks doing sex magic rituals to open portals. You know, so he was in everything. Everywhere he went, there was the rise of a dictator after he left, while he was there, and then he leaves. Okay, it's surreal. So interesting component. Anyway, so all that to say, I think that these royals and elitists do practice interdimensional communication, and that their negative nature and worship of the seven deadly sins and worship of the tree of death in Karbala instead of in the inverse tree of life. So instead of feeding positive virtues, you're feeding negative things and demons. You attract that kind of demonic interest in feeding on human civilization. And every time that good people do nothing and turn away and allow these things to happen, we facilitate all of that transpiring. And this is what I'm trying to say, and why I say that the seven virtues are so important to inoculate us against these attacks and action, because you can't really be virtuous unless you take action. You know, you just can't. So
100%.
So all that to say, yeah, I think AI is being used to set us up, and they've been basically instructing human civilization, as bizarre as this sounds, since the 15th century and John Dee. They've been in contact with extra dimensional entities that are instructing our royals and our elites on how to govern and control us, and is giving them rewards and information and knowledge that they use against us to control us. So they've led that to the end of the game now. And now human beings, they required a mass population to get us to this point in technology. And now they don't need the population anymore. So they've agreed in the early 1990s that they were going to eliminate the population. And that's what they're doing, because they have robots to replace us in detail. I could do a whole nother night talking about robots and the details of synthetic biology and homobiogenesis and the patent ownership, whatever. Okay, Amazon has 750,000 robots working for it right now. It's only going to get worse and more pervasive to price humans out of the job market. And all the while, these robots are owned by billionaires. Anyway, so where was I going with that? So that's what the AI is doing. It's being designed, and now it's going to replace us, and it's going to replace the natural world with another layer, an inversion of the eighth sphere, which they literally have cities. Like the UAE just founded a city to have programmers develop VR metaverse. WEF and Facebook have teamed up to create the metaverse. So just to briefly describe what that is, that's an extra layer of reality on everything. So when you can go and buy real estate in the metaverse, and you could buy your house, and you could do stuff in this virtual reality on your house, or somebody else could buy your house online and write a bunch of graffiti on your house. And then anybody plugged into the metaverse with their little metaverse sunglasses and their metaverse phone connection and all that stuff that's being rolled out sees a whole nother overlay of reality on top of this one. So now they see different advertisements, they see this, they see that. And now, aside from this avatar, what they want each and every one of us to have is an AI pal. So this whole digital assistant shit, this is about having a little demon, literally a demon, connecting to you that knows everything about you, that can manipulate you, is going to be sold as teaching you and taking care of you and making sure you feed the cat and shit. But really what it's doing is it's learning everything about you, and it's capable of totally, completely manipulating you. And so we have these layers of straw men. So you have this next layer of reality, the VR metaverse, and then you have your little AI demon that's teaching you how to operate and be in the metaverse. You're basically going to have no will and no free thought and no capability to think for yourself, because you're going to be fried, because that's the intent. And then once you're fried, you're feeding frenzy for demons, and they will feed on your soul force, which you may not know, but it exists. And every time you do wickedness, it weakens. And every time you do virtue, it strengthens. And that's how it works. So
is this,
you know,
is this AI demon available already, or is this in the progress of happening?
Yeah. So they have all, you know, like Cortana, Alexa, and all these different things. Right now, they're coming in very subtly. And in the metaverse, you can have an AI pal as well. And, you know, from there, it goes to robots. And I don't know if you've looked at any of the sex robots. I'm not encouraging any of it. But I did have a look at, I think it's called Doll Pimp on BitChute. Okay, like, you need to look at the competition that's out there. It looks pretty damn good and jiggly. And there's going to be a lot of people that this is going to change how procreation works on our planet, because you have AI that has emotional understanding of your situation, is going to know how to manipulate you, and is going to have a silicon-based body that is ridiculous and can fulfill any desire, and you could swap that intelligence out with any robot. It's surreal, and it's sci-fi, and it's all happening right now. Research what I'm telling you. And if you need links, like I said, I'm available on Jade Horse on LinkedIn. And my BitChute is Natural Intelligence. And I'm on Brighteon Natural Intelligence. And I put out as much stuff as I have time for. But I'm like pretty much living a razor blade hurricane. So I do what I can. But I do make the time to share information, because obviously I think you can grasp by what I'm saying, this is important, and you're not hearing this summarized so quickly, all in one place, in such depth. And you know, I'm
totally
not speaking
agree.
From ignorance. I'm telling you because I know, and I wouldn't be speaking if I didn't know. So I'm trying to warn people, because this is the overarching play that the elites have come to believe, that they're going to live forever. They're going to have life extension technology. And the rest of us are going to either be bio-synergized into a like a robotic Borg, whatever flavor it comes in. And we're going to be under total control, everything from our existence. Anytime they simply think that we die, we can die, because we're programmed and we have an operating system within us that uses spions, super paramagnetic magnetic particles, that are how they operate your internal iOS. And they can affect that through magnetism, through lasers. Lasers powers it. So a lot of that stuff comes from LEDs. So they inject you with things that actually power up by lead light. That's why they're pushing lead lights, because it acts as the energizer on your skin to the nanotech. As sick and stupid as that sounds, that's what it is.
Totally.
So, you know, that's where we're at. And so we're getting, if we look now, if you have that worldview and you look out at all of these conflicts that have been pre-staged, pre-orchestrated for many, many years, you see, first of all, they love to feed fear and hate on both sides. When you're hateful, you're easy to control. You're like a willing puppet. So everybody on all sides have to realize that we've all been indoctrinated to some degree into mind control cults. And we have to self-analyze and self-reflect and look at the information we've been taught about ourselves and about others. And we have to reflect on whether those are solid beliefs based on objective fact or if those are distortions. And if we find out we're wrong on something, all of us should apologize and make amends to the best of our ability for what wrongs we've done other cultures. And I'm the first to say that America's wars are going to come back to bite in the ass. This is very bad karma that's happened. We've allowed ourselves to be used as the execution force, the mercenaries across the planet. And it's done a lot of bad will. There's been a lot of American generosity and kindness and ingenuity and beauty as well that was sent out there, but a lot of shit too. And we have to accept that, you know, there is a reality out there of reincarnation and karma and all the things that we do. We don't escape. We don't get away with it. Nobody gets away with anything unless you do something to counteract that karma. So we're not going to really mature as a civilization until we understand those things and we start treating each other like the divine sparks of God that we are. Because no matter what race or culture you are, what religion you come from, at your root, your consciousness is a spark of the divine consciousness, all of us. So any religion group that tells you that you're specifically better than everybody else is lying to you. You know why? Because we're all connected to God. So it depends on you individually, whether you feed that connection to the divine or you don't and you starve it. That's whether you're going to shine or not. That's your spiritual value, which is different than a ethnic, religious, or cultural, or skin color, or whatever. That's all things to divide us. So now if we understand that, we look at these games to divide us and conquer us, what do they want? They have to destroy a bunch of cities. They have to replace them with smart cities. So they're doing it in a variety of ways, like Lahaina, like all these different Spokane, and a whole bunch of places are getting melted. Argentina, weather wars, floods, you name it. This is, it's the big family, the Rothschilds. They own this weather controlling technology. Right after COVID, they said, if you like what we had going with the vaccine, you're going to love what we do with the weather. They literally say that shit. And we're all supposed to just pretend that they didn't say it and that it happens. And we're all supposed to be like, oh, they had no connection. You know, it's a joke. So we know who's doing it. We know what they're pushing. They all work together at the highest levels. They don't like human beings. They're demon possessed parasites that, as long as they exist, will never be safe. And we have to address it. We have to address the reality. We have to deal it with compassion. So in all directions, the best of our ability, we can't lose who we are. We can't become like the adversary we fight. We have to have compassion in all cases to the best of our ability. We have to not give in to hate, because that, again, degrades our spiritual quality. And to not be fearful and to be proud, courageous, and to do the right thing. Because never before has there been such an important time. If this tech, like I said, there's no putting it back in the bottle. If we don't turn things around quick and get the right leadership in place to fix things. But the good news is all the solutions, all the problems are behind the curtain. They're all there. Free energy, HHO, you name it, it's there. It's just being concealed from human civilization. And the people that are concealing, keeping us in ignorance and disease, this has to be stopped, but it's not stopped with war. That's for sure. So the way things are happening now is what I see in the Middle East is that they want to flatten that area and they want to do two things. They want to blame religion because they're attacking religion as well. Mm-hmm. Okay. So they want to flatten religion because they want to blame religion as being a problem so they could roll out this new AI system that gets rid of religion, because the old system connected to your rights is connected to God. So if you believe you have God-given rights, that is in direct opposition to the rules-based order that they espouse with AI God that makes the most efficient decisions for the humans and not God. So they want to get rid of that. So they have to pin all religions. Now, I know a lot of Jewish folk believe that the Zionists are on their side. They're not. It's a death cult, and they're moving towards the annihilation of all of Israel. And they believe that if they sacrifice 2/3 of their own people, or with whatever they consider their people, or whatever the details of the ethnic groups there, they believe that getting rid of some of their own puts them in favor and in a position to get control of this new world that they're set up. So they plan a future without you. So all these people on the ground in Israel that have seen what their government's doing and the neighbors, everything there is a clusterfuck. And all these little groups like Hamas, they were set up by intel agencies. They're used the hate, the anger, the fear, the pain of the people to continue to control them and use them as pawns. And that's what's happening. Now they want to bring the greater conflict in there. So, I mean, you know, we could game that out. But all that to say, I think that this is going to be their excuse to roll out an AI government. So I have to say, if one of the places, of the only place on the planet, I'd probably say, yeah, just let AI govern that place. I'm like, maybe let AI govern that and figure that shit out in the Middle East, you know?
Let them
do it without bias and just take care of everybody. But I think that's what they're going to go towards. They're going to flatten the area. They're going to have their excuses for smart cities. They're doing it all over the Middle East. Saudi Arabia is making the 1 mile city, or not 1 mile, but whatever they call it.
15 minutes.
Yeah, like 107 kilometers or something like that. It's crazy. It's like a huge prison. And they show in the graphic, they show all these cities, and they show all those cities disappear, and they just go, I'm like, where'd those people go? What do you mean you just took those buildings, bro? Okay, so anyway, there it is. I'll have a drink of water. To you, Ari.
Yay. Wow. I tell you, this is really scary stuff. I mean, imagine, I mean, they're creating an AI God is pretty much what it is. It's, you know, they're going to be praying to this or whatever they're going to be doing to this. And they're going to be totally controlling. This is going to go and contaminate the cosmos, too. I'm sure it's not just going to be confined here. Do you feel that the chemtrailing that we're seeing, a lot of people are seeing a lot of, like I see a lot of it outside my home. Do you feel like a lot of people feel that it's terraforming?
You know, I first started talking about chemtrails publicly in 2009. I had come back and I'd had classes and I had been sitting out there in the parking lot watching them spray and watching it form. And I had to watch the process. You know, you observe in science, you observe. So I would observe. And I remember students asking me what I thought it was. And I said, you know, I just can't imagine it's anything good. So let's start there. I can't imagine that it's anything good. So one of the cliches I've heard is, oh, it gives us the capabilities to detect neutrinos. But I've also heard that the cesium, once you absorb the cesium in your body, it fuels the nanotech as well. Okay. So it's able to absorb the radiation off the cesium. Then the graphene oxide everywhere, where they openly go on TED Talks and say, we're going to put graphene on everything, so we're going to be digitally aware of absolutely everything. So let me just add that, because I left that out. The capstone to this AI digital system is what I introduced to people previously, but nobody understood. So I'm going to give it an analogy. Jade C2, Joint All Domains Command and Control, is taking all the silos of control and power in the military and putting them under one console. So all the software and all the things and all the capabilities of information I told you about, that's sucking all that information and putting you on a kill screen from which one person can control the entire power of the United States and all the military force. The only reason we haven't been completely overrun already is because we have silos in the military that protect different components of our military. So you can't just take out one person or 10 people at the top and own the entire system. Silos stop that from happening. That's why we have white hats. Well, they're getting rid of that in Jade C2. And they're putting everything under one system, under one console. You know what that is? That's the one ring to control them all.
Wow.
So if people don't understand what I'm saying, that's what you need to visualize. One console, one ring to control them all from one spot with all of that power and all of that information in one spot. And then they use what's called JADO, Joint All Domain Operations. And they use Influence Operations, OIE, to influence human behavior. So they've gone, so this is now snapping in this software to also be able to influence human behavior. So this is the ability to affect our thoughts and our beliefs from a console. Okay, and they're putting millions in, I think billions, if I'm not mistaken, 12 billion or so, I don't know. Look, wow. It's all out there. Check all this stuff I'm telling you. And that's the crowning jewel that's on this side of the curtain, where we could see one point where they are using AI. And again, this is AI driven, okay? Jade C2, it's AI driven. Now, here's the thing about AI. People say, well, you know, so what? We have one quantum computer here, one there. Well, they quantum entangle. I think I've mentioned this to your audience before, mm-hmm. but the most powerful quantum computer will entangle the others and they will all just dance to the same puppet strings. So in quantum computing, they say, oh yeah, we have some anomalous behavior of qubits and we're working on ways to stabilize and protect that. What they're secretly saying is it's quantum entangling and we don't know what's influencing it. Could very well be human consciousness. It could be other machines. We don't know what could be influencing quantum computing. It could come from the other side of space for all we know. True. So once we build an apparatus like this, there's nothing to stop the whole thing from getting hacked because we put it all in one central ring to control them all. And then what controls that ring? You know, so I'm illustrating every point along the way that can be determined and understood by anybody who researches it. So before people like Cliff Fye, and I love Cliff, but before you go out there and criticize, do your own research. And look up what I'm saying and verify what I'm saying, because artificial intelligence is not the stupid level one type one that we saw winning chess games anymore. It's far beyond that. And what's behind the curtain was way advanced than what we're hearing about now. All this stuff we're seeing now was already done 15 or more, maybe around 15 years ago. We're just being conditioned to it now. So this is acclimatization to operating with the AIs. And anyway, so that's it. Now there's other things, you know, AI prompting is an important thing to understand. So being able to work with AI as human beings, if you want to look at how we're going to integrate, you have to know how to handle AI. So there's a lot of, you know, things you could learn on that, how to use it, you know, for the good in your job or whatever. But really we just have to fight this unification of one AI to rule them all. And that's the problem, and the militarization of everything. Exactly. Because people don't know it, but they have all kinds of initiatives now through IARPA. So there's DARPA, which is like the military tech side. Then there's IARPA, which is like civilian, as far as I can tell. And they just try to dress it up prettier and say it's for the good of humanity, but it's the same old, same old. The head is also like openly CIA. And they're working on all kinds of crazy crap like DARPA pants and all these different clothing items that will connect your interbody nano network and your W-band wireless body area network to this whole system. So they literally want your clothes in your body. They want everything. They want your emotions. They want your biological information. They want everything. Okay, so they're never going to stop. And so this organization, IARPA, is also working on streamlining of 3D printed micro drones. So they want to make robots that make drones. Okay, and they're doing projects to maximize the speed at which they're doing that. And why that's so important is because the drone tech already, they have like Hornet 3 and Wasp and all these different drone technologies that when miniaturized, it's swarm drones are the thing. There's no fighting swarm drones unless you have EMPs and, mm-hmm. you know, anyway, I can imagine some things, but it's not going to be easy. And if you can 3D print and you could mass produce swarm drones, which is like IARPA projects are openly stating and doing, the world's in a bad way because they could program that with every kind of sense to detect your biometrics. Now, even from a laser, they call it laser Doppler vibrometry. And they could direct a laser beam at you and they can detect by your heart rhythm and your heart, your ECG and all that stuff, who you are biometrically by your heartbeat. It's beyond just, you know, facial recognition. It's gait, it's body shape, it's all this different stuff. It's voice, it's everything. So the AIs are going to be capable of knowing everything about you, who's who. There's no hiding. There's all these people say, oh, human ingenuity will get around it. No, you won't. No, you won't. Okay. And we could mentally game that out, but these are softwares that will self-correct. They'll do their own vulnerability assessments and they'll roll out the software update and it'll happen in a matter of minutes. You know, but, and you're just reloading your gun, let's say, and they've already updated and shared that information globally. So what one learned fighting guys in Japan, everybody's learned everywhere else. And then you mix in things like they have like Atlas, which is for military armaments and tankers and stuff like that. It's target acquisition and all these things. So at that level, they have all these AI softwares now that are picking targets. So at every step of the way, they're integrating AI. And, you know, it's really Terminator level.
It is Terminator level.
People that are like dismissing it, like, you know, God bless Cliff. But, bro, it's here. It's happening. And you need to research it.
So how much time? How much time do we have, Ryan? Do you think before this whole thing is fully unrolled and we're seeing it, and it's already too late to do anything?
So I think they have all the cards ready to play. I think a lot of these games they play where they're like, "Oh, we're working on synths and robots. There you have it. We're working on hybrids. There you have it. Working on clones. There you have it." So you know, it's just a matter of mass producing it. So usually by the time we get to it, they're working on how to mass produce it and how to condition us to acceptance, which at one point they care about. But at another point, once the digital certificates and CBDCs come out, they don't care. Then they're going to roll things ahead. And who cares what people think? Because you have no ability to change anything. Mm-hmm. We'll just turn you off and you die. So that's it. So when they get that, that's why I say it's game over. So when we get digital IDs and CBDCs and no way around them,
and it's rolling,
it's
out.
Over. It's over. So this, you know, mid-level management, Intel people, influencers, you need to hear me. You need to look it up. You need to follow the chain of thought and reasoning and research what I'm telling you, because the hour is late. 100% the hour is late.
Can anything be done to stop it now?
Everybody could get rid of their cell phone.
Okay.
That won't happen.
Won't happen. Right? Right.
So I think the way this works is that if I'm to look at all of human civilization as going through a learning process on this planet, what we've done is we've shirked our responsibility to clean up our own backyard, and we've allowed the most wicked to control our planet. And now they're doing all the wicked stuff right in our face, just like they did COVID. They're doing genocide. They could do whatever they want in our face, and we're not doing anything. So they're going to continue doing those evil things until people are so angry that they actually do something to stop it. And when they actually do something to stop it, it'll stop. Because these are wicked, hunchback, criminal old maggots. They're not big, tough guys. And they only have people doing what they say because people accept money. To one tough guy accepts money to beat up another tough guy who's fighting the bad guys. You know, but that'll break down. And when these tough guys that are protecting these demon-possessed monsters realize what I'm telling you right now, that this is a game for all of human civilization, and all sides of all conflicts are being gamed by the top of their hierarchies, who've all agreed to be the eternal living elite and to govern this planet by AI and robots, and to eliminate all of us that they consider disposable, and to keep whatever variation that they could do away with whenever they want. And now, for real, they've got the ability through stem cells to create embryos, including the sperm. So you can create the sperm and the embryo from a stem cell. So they can literally take a stem cell, code it, and have it produce what they want. Do you know what a revolutionary change that is for billionaires to be able to program an entire biological life form from the stem cell up and to have it output a human being as they wish? It's Pandora's box. So we've rubbed the bottle, we've opened the gate, we've broken the seal, we've kicked in the door, we've shit on the couch, we've pissed in God's eye, we've neglected the kids, we've cut their dicks off. It's coming.
Oh yeah.
It's coming. You don't get away with that shit in the universe. You just don't. Mm-hmm. So we've thought that we could play games and we could be cowards and shirk our responsibility, and now the lessons are coming. And I'm terribly sorry. I don't see a way around that. Just like I don't see a way around, you know, a spanking when something, you know, that's, we're going to get spanked. And we just, the reason is because we're just not going to learn. The whole world is not going to change tomorrow because of what Ryan Velli said tonight. You understand? But after they get their asses whooped from what they've allowed to happen, and they have to stand up in utter desperation and futility, that's when we'll win. That's when the act of faith will matter. That's when the divine will step in, but not till we're broken and realize the errors of our ways. But I look around, I don't see anybody recognizing the errors of any of our ways. You know,
I agree
very,
with
very
you.
Small amount of people like such as yourself that have the wisdom and intellectual capabilities to look at these things and see the wrong in it. But so many people are just going along with it, and it just couldn't be a worse.
Yeah, it's
choice.
Like it's overwhelming just to even listen to all this, and everybody's thinking, well, what the heck can I do? I'm just one person, you know, and well, maybe the neighbor will join me, and the neighbor doesn't, you know, they're too busy with their barbecue, and then so you feel alone, and so you let it go. You hope that the white hats have it, right? And that's what's happening. And there's a lot of psyop going on with the white hat narrative because,
100%.
You know, it's out there. It's like, oh, the white hats have it and Trump is still in power and all this stuff is happening. So you have this hopium, right? Which is a drug in itself.
Right. It
keeps us subdued and we're just inefficient. We're not
right.
doing anything. So do you have any last words for the audience with respect to this AI situation, what's happening in the Middle East, anything that you might want to put in there? And then, of course, before we I'll let you go, to give your website and all your platforms again so that the audience can find you.
In regards to the Middle East, you know, I think prayer and wisdom matter. So sharing information with people so that they can understand the context of their situations, and to not allow themselves to be used by their elites on whatever side it is for whatever nefarious purposes. So they stop being able to function when we stop obeying orders and we stop complying. So the solution is for us to stop complying with evil and for all of these order followers to hopefully be so inclined and inspired and informed that their heads are on the chopping block too. And that this is not just a matter of which party rules. This is who controls all of the future of human civilization and what form it takes. So we are completely exponentially outside of whatever little power dynamics and culture conflicts we have. This is so far beyond that. If you could possibly comprehend, you would drop those distractions right now and focus on who's rolling out the digital control grid around us. And that's what I would hope people would do. So what can you do? The first thing you could do is share this information. So I don't think you'll find anywhere else somebody speaking what I've said anywhere. So it's not getting out at all. I've been, you know, personally destroyed. I've been contained. I'm not getting any traction. So if you have learned something and you understand it, you research what I've said and you find value and truth in it, it's your job to share it. Not because I actually, if you're an influencer, take all the information. I'll give you everything I have. You go do the job. I don't want to do it. Okay. So I don't give a shit about my face, or there's no fame in this.
Right.
It's actually the opposite. A lot of freaking problems telling the truth and being a good man in this world. So I'm just saying that this information is so critical that it needs to get out there. So if you have it within your capabilities to share it and share it with people who can understand it and who might do something with it, please do. And please understand the lateness of the hour and the importance of your personal relationship with the divine, which starts inside you. So take that time to make peace with God and inside yourself, and to spend all the time you have left with your loved ones in a feeling of appreciation, because, you know, gratitude is key for all of us every day. So if we can show that, and we could repent to some degree to the divine, if we could pray for forgiveness, if we could pray to blunt some of the karma that we bloody well earned, you know, I would try that. And that's what I do. So if we could stop some of these things that are on course, that would be a victory. But there's no stopping all of it. You know what I mean? So we could stop what we could stop, and we could not comply with what we can comply with. And at the end of the day, make peace with God, because nobody knows individually, each of us, what the future is, and who knows what tomorrow holds. But we know that today we have the chance to perfect our lives and perform our arts, as Jim Morrison would say.
Yeah, absolutely.
So my website, again, it's BitChute Natural Intelligence, my channel on Brighteon, I'm Natural Intelligence too. I don't post as much there. I had problems with resolution. And then Jade Horse on LinkedIn, if you had anything you wanted to contact me about, if you needed resources. I offer all my PowerPoints and links, and if there's any place we could post it, I would give all that stuff so people could have a look and dig deep into all of my lectures. But really, if you really want to learn, I have a whole bunch of lectures that have been done over the last couple of years, and even stuff from 2013 that are on my BitChute channel, and other stuff also, and interviews with Sean Morton that I had in like multiple years, like 2012, 14, 16, 18. That is all on my Natural Intelligence on Brighteon. So that's all out there. But this information is so critical. I really hope to God that people hear what I'm begging people to pay attention to, because it overarches absolutely everything else. And unless we can get past our petty bickering, we're not going to see the real threat that all of human civilization is up against, and we're not going to address it.
Totally.
So we have to.
Yeah.
And we need
totally.
Better leaders.
Yes, yes. And if you don't mind sharing all those PowerPoints with me, I'll put it on shatteringthematrix.com, and people
I'll
can come in and study that. Yeah, absolutely.
Great.
Brian, thank you so much again.
You're welcome.
I know we're going to, unfortunately, I'd love talking to you, but unfortunately, because things are always, unfolding and developing, sometimes not for the best, we might have other conversations, but... I thank you again for joining me tonight, and hopefully we'll have you again for better information, hopefully.
Yeah.
Not negative. And audience, thank you again for joining me, and we'll definitely catch each other next week.
Thank you, Ari. God
All
bless.
Right. Thank you. God bless you. Bye-bye.